Hello, 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 everyone.
Hello.
This is Kim, and you are currently listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Toast Free From Radio. And I'm here with some of my favorite people in the planet, Jane the Band.
Let's go, Jane.
My name is Kim. You might know me as the host, but I also play guitar. And we have...
Hi, I'm Stella.
Stella on vocals, Kate on violin, Camille on flute and guitar, Abby on bass, and Chloe on drums. And yeah, that's all I have to say. So we're starting with a little cover. These are all covers today by Miss Amy Winehouse. Earned Tears Dry on Your Own. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say them all before so that everyone knows what we're playing. So there's no surprises today, but that's okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
One,
let's go.
Two, three, four.
Listen, baby. That we knew, and this regret I got accustomed to. Once it was so right, when we were at a height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I hadn't met my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't owe nothing to me. But to walk away, I have no capacity. He walks away. The sun goes down, he takes the day, and I'm gone. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all, we had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, perspective pushes through. I'll be some next man's other woman soon. I can't blame myself again. I should just be my own best friend, not fuck myself in the head with stupid men. He walks away.
Gosh, I got some texts. My mom's already crying. This is just already getting crazy.
Great job, guys. It sounded great.
Thanks. I'm going to talk a little bit about how we all know each other. This is kind of a new band. Chloe, Stella, and I have been playing together for a while. And as I know, Abby, Camille, and Kate also know each other and have been playing together. Kate and Chloe... That confused me because I went to Chloe. Kate and Chloe met. Where did you guys meet?
Last fall.
Where? Where though? For real?
New Wake Diamond.
Oh, I thought you met at the Buddhist retreat.
That's okay.
Can you click the little thing on the DI box again, maybe? Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah. So kind of through Buddhism, but not really, maybe?
Yeah.
But Kate and Chloe are kind of the reason that we all intermingle together. And here we are. It's been like we've played two real shows. We've been practicing together and we all have, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, we all have this amazing chemistry and we all just love each other so much.
Literally. True.
So it's just so much fun to be
here.
Should
we talk about our name or like later? Loki later. Later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our next song is called August. And Camille will actually be playing guitar for this song.
Ow!
I'm still playing guitar, but like Camille's like literally shredding. And yeah, we're women of many talents is like what you should be getting from this broadcast. Okay. Okay, we're ready.
Thank you.
That was one of the first songs we ever played together, and one of the first songs we played in a performance at WMFO, actually, WMFO live show. So that's by Flip Turn originally, but it's better by us. And what were we going to talk about before? Remember, we were like
our name.
Oh, so we were for a long time trying to figure out what to name ourselves, and we kind of decided Jade, like the crystal and the color. But then I was talking to my roommate Angelica, and I was like, "Yeah, I think we're called Jade," and she was like, "Jane? Oh my God, that's such like a good idea. I love that, like Jane Doe, all girl band." And then I was like, "Oh." No, but low-key, you're kind of smart. So we changed our name because of Angelica. So thank
shout
you,
out.
Queen. Because she's a little hard of hearing. So.
Also, my study abroad roommate in Copenhagen is
Jane.
So.
Well, like, oh, really? There's a lot of Janes.
Yes, lots of Janes.
There's a lot of important Janes. I have to change my thing. And next, we're going to play a song by Wings, called Silly Love Song. It's not Silly Little Love Songs. It's a big song. It's not little.
True.
Yeah. That's all I have to say.
Oh, we have an okay. Awesome intro. Get ready for this.
The intro is pretty good, so.
A little funky.
Okay.
Doesn't come at all. I only know that when I'm in it, it isn't silly. Love isn't silly. Love isn't silly. Oh,
how can I tell you about my Heck yeah. Yeah, low-key, that is the best time we've ever played it. That's kind of a newer song for us. No, but you got it. You had it.
No, you guys were lost at the end.
Well, so this is like the last pack. As we know, I've been doing this for 4 years.
We all have.
Well, yeah. Me, like, a little bit longer. Me and Daniel, a little.
Okay.
Like, 2 weeks
You guys
longer.
Beat me by, like, yeah. 3 or 4 weeks.
But, yeah, all of us. Do you guys have a reflection, a short reflection you guys want to say in there, Daniel and Constantine, for the last pack?
I definitely do. I mean, wait, actually, Daniel, do you want to start? I need to, like, gather my words more.
Yeah. This place is great, and shout out Amelia. For,
shout out Amelia.
We found out about this opportunity through the, just like the mailing list on WMFO. And I think me and Kim just like randomly responded, but I knew you in Prio.
True.
And
fit,
then I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah, we did fit together. And yeah. Then, we started doing PAG with Amelia, and it was really hectic and always like scary. We never knew how it went, but we've come a long way and it sounds good now. So good job, everybody.
Boom. Literally.
Yeah. I met Kim in like November of freshman year, and she's like, oh, you should come to like this like radio show that we do. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I came, and then I became a part of it. And I'm really happy I did, because it sort of like got me into like sound engineering, which is like one of my hobbies, I guess.
Hell yeah.
Also, I wanted to shout out Meg for being here the first like few months. Me and her overlapped for like 2 weeks, but
yeah.
She shouldn't
there's
be forgotten.
Been so many people that have been a part of this show.
I know.
The Lilies, Alex,
yeah, true.
Chloe, all the people that have helped with graphics, Madison, Michelle. Like who
so
else?
Many people.
A lot of people. A lot
Sam.
Of people. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay, well
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say one more thing, which is
go
like
go ahead.
Like when we started, it was just like it felt like such a it was so crazy, and it was just like such a fun like way to spend my Fridays, was like to kind of get together with the same people, and like especially like, you know, coming to college and being away from home and like sort of having this community to come back to every week was like something I really appreciated and
yeah,
really
it's like
really needed.
One of the biggest constants that we've had. Constants.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm so grateful for that and how much we've bonded.
Yeah,
through all the technical difficulties. Okay. Our next song is called Eyes Without a Face. You know it, you love it, but we're gonna play it better than you've ever heard.
Far from home, don't call me on the phone to tell me you're alone. It's easy to deceive, it's easy to tease, but hard to get a relief. Makes me sad, it makes me mad at truth. in what was you.
That I think was also like low-key the best time you played that too. There's just like this amazing synergy. Hi, Madison. I don't think you were here. Hi, Melinda. Madison wasn't here when we mentioned this, but we love you. Thanks for being a part of PAG for so long. You've had such a big part. And now we have some video with freaking Melinda. Hell yeah, queen.
We're all noticing that we can hear the flute and violin a lot better than at the live show, and that it sounds really good.
So. Yeah.
They do sound
well,
quite good.
Kate has this really cool violin, like, strap-on pickup thing, which is kind of like a guitar pickup, but it just, like, totally wraps around her violin, and it's really awesome.
Is it like a contact mic type thing?
I guess so.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
It's really cool. So we're so happy, and I'm so excited to listen to the mix after. But our next song is called... Well, we all know it, right?
Yeah,
so I don't have to say it.
Yeah,
don't.
No spoilers.
Chloe's just like, oh, and she doesn't even know. This is Chloe's pick, but we all agree. But like, yeah, this is like means a lot to Chloe. Are you doing the original intro that we were doing, or the new one that you just came up with?
I don't know. We'll see.
I'll
what
just
happens.
Do. Okay. I'll just go ahead.
Thank you. Cool.
Had some mic troubles there, but.
That was so good. Oh, the hi. I just want to say I love that song, and you guys did it justice. So.
That was heavily inspired by a cover by Leanne LaHavas. So shout out Leanne LaHavas if you're listening, girl. Yeah. Technical difficulties. Kim, do you want to talk?
Oh, hi.
Hi. So, basically, low-key PSA. Low-key PSA. Daniel Miner, PSA.
Yes, I can do that.
Did you low-key do that? While Daniel goes...
I'm going to go get the book.
Yes,
I'll be right back.
Yes, okay. So we're about halfway through our set, and all of these songs we've played before at the Ivy Darty. Shout out to everyone who had us, other than the last song, which will be that song that we just played. We haven't played it performed before. But we have two more shows. We're playing Porch Fest, like, next weekend. May 9th, and we are doing a family and friends graduation show the day before graduation at Kate's house. So if you're a close family and friend, then you will be invited to that. Daniel, do you have a PSA?
I do. All right. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, gus, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio.
Wow. Good job. That was a big one. Enjoy nature. Period. How are we feeling, girls?
Fire.
Ready?
I'm feeling good.
Okay. I'm in the wrong... Oh, I forgot I do my little wah sound for this. I forgot.
Can you hear me?
Hey!
Okay, cool. We're back.
Welcome back, Stella.
Thanks. I had to use Kim's mic when we had our difficulties.
Hey, what's the last pack without some technical difficulties? Am I right? Am I right? Okay. Tell me something good.
Yeah. Ready?
Oh, wait. I'm not ready, actually. Low-key. Me when I'm just scared that I'm going to forget everything and I have to have it in front of me.
I'm ready.
You refuse 8 hours to each day. What I've got to give will show enough to you good. To love me, yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that you like it, yeah. You ain't got no kind of feeling inside. I got something that'll sure enough set your stuff on fire. Yeah. You refuse to put anything before your pride. What I've got will knock all your pride aside. Something good.
We had mic difficulties again, but it's okay. I'm just gonna keep Kim's. Thank you, Kim. Thank you.
Well, honestly, that song's so funky, like, it's up in its vibe.
Okay, we have three left.
I love this next one. Oh, yes.
We're having drum kit issues now, but that's okay. We're still having fun. I can talk about the next song. It's by a band called Lake Street Dive, whom I really like, and I think a lot of us really like. I saw them. Oh, it was the first song we did together.
It's the first
mark?
Song we ever played together.
Okay, true. It's called Better Than, and yeah, it's a really pretty song. Better I don't know. Anything else I should say about the song, guys?
I would just say I think the instrumentation of Jane is super unique because we have. Can they hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if I was talking to no one. The instrumentation of our group is super unique with like violin and flute, and I would say that I feel like this song lends itself really well to just like the group of instruments we have. So yeah, we hope you all enjoy.
Sax, bro.
Exactly.
Snaps.
I could spend ages reading the news. I could spend days singing the blues. But I turn up the TV light. I give up without a fight. Better than pretending to know what's wrong and what's right. I could spend ages asking myself why. There's a million ways that I could say goodbye, but I turned down the lights. Come on, baby, come inside. Better than being some fool. Better than pretending to know what's wrong and what's
Do we have time for a little Q&A at some point?
Yeah, actually, now would be a good time. Because technically, okay, we have one more song. I think we should talk.
Let's do a Q&A and then the last one.
Yeah, okay. I agree. Let's do that. Q&A.
Hey, what's up, guys? Colin. First of all, shout out Lake Street Dive. Formed less than five miles from here. New England
Literally.
Conservatory.
Facts.
Came together.
Thank you for the info.
My question for you guys, anyone can answer this. How has being a member of Jane challenged you guys as artists?
Sorry.
Wait, I would answer that first. Okay, this is Camille. I play the flute primarily in Jane and guitar on one song.
two songs.
Oh, true, two songs. I think for me, I grew up playing classical music, and so I come from a very classical background that is very regimented and just very different from the type of music we're playing now, and I feel like Jane has really challenged me to sort of break out of my shell and not necessarily adhere to all the musical conventions of the classical world, and it's been just incredibly fun to like workshop all of these songs and make them our own with all the different sounds that we have in this group.
Yes, beautiful.
Yes,
I have an
answer. Good answer.
My answer?
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me?
Wait,
do I need a mic?
Can you talk a little bit closer to the overheads?
Can I have the mic?
Oh, yeah, or that.
Hello, I'm Chloe. I'm the beautiful drummer. So what I've had to learn through this band is, one, to remain calm. We play a lot of slow, calm, like very intentional things. So I've had to learn how to really slow down and become an intentional person. because I feel like normally I'm not really like, I don't really play covers that much. I'm very like, I'm in the New Music Ensemble, shout out. We do crazy things. And this is, you know, this is still like very like improv, but like I'm learning how to implement structure into my improv tendencies, mm-hmm. and with a big group too. Yeah. And I love everyone. Thank you.
Anyone else want to answer, or should we ask more questions?
We can do a next question.
All right, next question.
Hi, I was wondering what the progression has been like of being an individual musician to then being part of a collective band and playing with each other.
Okay, I'll go. Thanks, Nadia, for the question. Thanks, everyone, for coming in that's in the booth right now. You guys are the best. Playing with these girls is the best, and when we're playing together and meshing, I feel like the individuality, like, falls away. Whoa, sorry, just got loud in my ears. Yeah, it's more a collective sound, and, like, when we get to that, it feels so, so good, and they're just the best to play with.
Yeah. I would add to that, just that, this is Abby speaking, I would add, like, it's so fun to try and communicate, like, with each individual member and, like, just getting to look at our beautiful string and flute section when they're doing something awesome, or the vocalist, or Kim and I trying to be on the same page, and Chloe and I trying to be on the same page. I just love it, and I love those moments of eye contact every song. It's so awesome.
So cute. Yes.
Literally love. I don't want to say anything too sad or like heartfelt because I'm going to cry.
Cry.
So I just kind of want to play the last song and then maybe we can all just like cry together.
Okay. Or something.
Our last song is really meta and ironic. So you'll probably catch on pretty quickly, but it's also, I've been like really loving this artist recently. She's a freaking classic. And if you don't know, now you know. You'll find out. It's going to be so good. We've never really played this. It's a little funky disco. You might want to dance and, like, you know, shake your booty. That's it.
Falling out of a hole in your old brown overcoat. They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant. Oh, I was so surprised and shocked, and I wondered too if by chance you heard it for yourself. I never told a soul just how I've been feeling over you. But they said it really loud, they said it on the air, on the radio. Oh, on the radio. Oh, on the radio. Oh, on the radio. Oh, now don't it kind of strike you when you hear a song? Last two.
So yeah, if you can tell, that was on the radio, and we're on the radio, and that was Donna Summers, and we're Jane. And we're playing next week, Porch Fest, May 9th. Pull up to Camille's porch.
116 Pearson Road.
116 Pearson Road.
Everyone pull up.
Okay. And family and friends, Saturday, 10:30, May 16th. And we're all freaking graduating.
Crazy business.
And this is it. Any more questions or last words from everyone else? We have a couple more minutes to talk.
We have a lot of people in here. Does anyone have anything to say? I wanted to say, I mean, I already sort of said my, like, you know, my thank yous about everyone and everything. But, like, one of my favorite parts of the show is how, like, every time, like, just, like, people show up and we all just sort of sit in here and enjoy the music together. And it's, like, such a fun, like, it's always such a fun vibe.
That's so cute.
It's always a different group of people. And that makes it fun.
I wanted to say really quickly that I've played here with Kim every year of college. Freshman year, I think we just were like guitar and vocals, and then maybe sophomore year too, and then last year with Grape Roots, and then this year with Jane. So it's just very full circle. And I remember playing in Miller Common Rooms together when we couldn't book a room in Granoff, and yeah, it's just very full circle, so it's very special.
I'm like ugly crying now. But
it's beautiful crying.
And a huge shout out to Kim for working.
Thanks.
She's literally a boss.
I love this show. WFO changed my life. Oh well. This show really brought a lot of people together and gave me a lot of skills and a big appreciation for music, and helped me make a lot of awesome connections with people through music. And I'm gonna be so sad to not sit here every Friday and introduce this show. And I'm crying. But I'm so happy that you guys are all here, and we're graduating, and I'm so proud of all of us. Okay, someone else talk. I can't talk anymore. But maybe I'll close out, but you guys can say one more thing. This is Kim. You're listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Chester from Radio. Technically, actually, I'll be here next week, and I'm going to broadcast my capstone. So, but it's just, like, so different. So, like, don't even. But that's it for me. I'm done. Bye.
Kim, I love you. I love Jane. I love everybody in Jane.
Let's turn on the AC.
Yeah, I got
it. And so yeah, do you?
Are there any last words from anyone else?
I don't know.
In here. All right.
That's it.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, run back in there and close out.
Thank you to our parents listening.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Shout out families.
Yeah, shout out families and friends.
Catch you at graduation.
Shout out.
In real life.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
We'll switch back over.